You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Ordinarily, we'd kick off the conversation with a market discussion. Our market watcher is having some technical issues, so we will come back to that markets discussion. We will get straight into the soybeans conversation that we mentioned at the top of the show. The South African market set to export 200,000 tons of soybeans to China in November of this year, making it only the second soybean export deal that we've had with China. This is off the back of the increasing demand for finding new markets and dealing with conditions that have been prevailing in global markets. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with Executive Director at SA Cereals and Oilseeds Trade Association, Andre van der Veer. He joins me on the line now to get a sense of this and what we make of these developments. Andre, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. This is quite an interesting deal to move, especially for the agricultural landscape that has been on quite a clear drive to find new markets amidst the tariff uncertainty around the world. Where is the appeal for soybeans?
Thank you, Jimmy, for having me. Yes, certainly we're very pleased with this transaction. I must add that we had the clearance with the exports to China for a while. But as the commodity cycles move up and down, it's not always possible, depending on how good the crop was and so on. But even this year, we saw at the early stage that there will be some surplus crop for soybeans and for maize. And so we, because of late rains and so on, there was a lag in terms of harvesting, and we were not sure if we'd be able to export. But fortunately, this transaction realized. And soybeans is particularly good for the commodity business. It's a more profitable commodity. And China is a very huge market. And we first opened that market in 2023 with some exports, but we haven't had an opportunity after that because of some bad weather in the agricultural business. And this is the first time that we had that opportunity again. But we do also export to other markets. And that has been a drive, as you mentioned, in the last couple of years. Markets like Malaysia and Bangladesh, mostly in Southeast Asia.
Andre, can we take a look at the impact of the tariff conversations that have been happening around the world? We know that China's recently introduced their zero tariff preference scheme, and that sets to benefit this market and other markets by a great deal. Soybeans were previously subjected to a 3% duty, and on that 3% alone, this one shipment that we're talking about, or this one transaction that we're talking about, is saving almost 50 million rand at least just on the fact that the tariff is no longer there. Can we just look at the tariff conversation in the broader context? Our agricultural sector, our farmers and our producers in South Africa are amongst the best in the world, and for them to tap into new markets is essential, especially with markets like the US potentially becoming more difficult to do business with. How do we expect that these tariff adjustments and perhaps these new relationships could benefit the agricultural space?
Yeah, it definitely benefits us. The commodity business is very competitive. Our natural markets are Southeast Asia, including China, a little bit further east, and some other countries further, even further east. So that little bit of an incentive of this $15 more or less per ton was enough to successfully negotiate this transaction. Although often it does come over a period of time with commodity cycles, and we have the JSE Futures Exchange, and you can in fact hedge your transactions a little bit in advance when prices are low, but often that is just not enough. So in this case, this is an added benefit, and the preferential trade agreement with China is indefinitely for now for most of the countries, but for us it's until 2028. So we're definitely planning on utilizing it again, but it will go in cycles. So now currently prices have moved a bit higher, although this transaction was fortunately secured in time. But with talk about the El Nino and the possible impact on prices and so on, I don't think we'll see this season another transaction, but hopefully next season. We are not so much worried about the American tariffs and this for the commodity business, because our markets are in the east. And in fact, we are competing with the US, Brazil, and Argentina on the export scene. And therefore, China is very ideal for us. It is a high volume market. They are importing about 100 million tons of soybeans. We produce only about 3 million tons. But still, if we can secure a rather large transaction for us, then China is definitely the country to go to. The other transactions are small transactions, small shipments, and so on. But if you want to do volumes and you can get into the Chinese market, then that is certainly where you want to go.
Andre, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the El Nino conversation that you touched on. I mean, there are some serious concerns, at least in the agricultural landscape, around the potential impact that this could then have as we go into what some might call a super El Nino cycle of weather. I want to get your thoughts from an agricultural landscape around potential risks this poses towards production, towards crops, towards how it is that you navigate these times as the agricultural sector, especially if you have those standing agreements, like you said, that offtake on the produce, and you need to ensure that you're able to deliver on those.
Yeah, I think we should take it serious. But fortunately for us, there are two factors that are in our favor. The one is that we come out of a very good year, so we'll have ample stocks in the basic commodities like maize and soybeans. Even with this transaction, there should be enough soybean stocks for the country. Markets normally predicts and preempt this sort of movements, so we've already seen the prices moving higher to kind of curtail some of the exports. And in case of soybeans specifically, we won't see really more exports, so that there's enough stock for the local market as well, not to threaten our own food security. And then the subsoil moisture is very good. So even if there's a drought coming, we should be able to handle most of it together with the stocks and so on and the higher prices. But yes, it could have disastrous effects if it is really a super El Nino. And depending on how the rainfalls does come down, you know, early season or late season and the heat waves and so on, so we should take it serious.
Lots to look forward to, lots to be optimistic about, especially in the world of soybeans, new markets being unlocked and tapped into from a South African agricultural perspective. This is what we hope to see from a resilience perspective, and how it is that we make the most of the global dynamics as they play out. We'll leave this conversation on that note. Andre van der Pfeiffer, Executive Director of the South African Cereals and Oilseeds Trade Association, joining us to take a look at the latest soybean deal between South Africa and China.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.